This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. The following story may be distressing for some people. From Nine News. New South Wales homicide detectives this week located what they believe to be the bodies of Jesse Baird and Luke Davies at a rural property. The man in custody provided information about the body's location to detectives after he obtained legal counsel. Human remains linked to the investigation were found at a property in Bungonia this week, about 20 minutes away from where police had previously established a crime scene. Police revealed that they held grave concerns for the men following the discovery of relevant items in the investigation. Detective Superintendent Daniel Doherty said a post-mortem would provide more answers for the family. Last week, the accused was charged with two counts of murder and is currently behind bars after being refused bail. If this story has raised any concerns for you, please visit joy.org.au/support. From Star Observer. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb last Sunday issued an apology to the families of victims of anti-gay and anti-trans hate crimes in the state, months after a damning report highlighted the police's failure to properly investigate those crimes. Webb said, "To the victims and the families that New South Wales Police failed by not adequately and fairly investigating those deaths between 1970 and 2010, I am sorry. I apologise for the gaps in the investigation process, where records and exhibits were either lost or not examined with enough rigour." A special commission headed up by the Supreme Court Justice John Sacker looked into suspected gay and trans hate deaths, some of which have remained unresolved for over 40 years. The commission looked at around 34 suspected gay and trans deaths and recommended that the New South Wales Police Commissioner order a fresh inquiry into four suspected gay hate deaths. In its report, released in December of 2023, the commission said that New South Wales Police, and in particular its unresolved homicide team, had much to reflect and with respect to their attitudes to hate crimes against LGBTQ+ community and their capacity to solve cold cases more generally. Commissioner Webb issued the apology last Sunday, a day after she attended the Sunrise Service of Reflection, an event that commemorates the victims and survivors of homophobic and transphobic violence at the Rise Memorial at the Marks Park in Tamarama. Turning to QNN Sport now and from OutSports. Eric Najib, founder of Rainbow Devils and manager of the world's most successful LGBTQ+ football club, Stonewall FC, was shortlisted for a Football versus Homophobia award. Najib came out to his fellow Manchester United fans on a coach trip back in May of 1999 and never imagined what his life would be like 25 years later. Eric is not only the founder and chair of Rainbow Devils, the Premier League's giant official LGBTQ+ supporters group, but he is also the manager of the world's most successful LGBTQ+ football club, Stonewall FC. Najib tells a story in One Love, Rainbow's Devil, a new 20-minute documentary that is part of the MUTV original series. The film features other members of the fan group too, and it's available to watch for free if you register via the Man United website. He joined the London-based club as a player back in 2001, before becoming first team manager 5 years later, and recently guided them to a fifth Gay Games gold medal. His many achievements saw him shortlisted in the Football versus Homophobia Hero category at the awards, which were held at England's National Football Museum in Manchester last Friday. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.